Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Now, number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check it out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, let's end our day today with Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
So, Georgia made it official. Half the country has permitless carry.
Yes, and it's a big deal. I mean, I have been involved in promoting Second Amendment issues and for a little over 50 years, about 50 years.
Right.
And I'll tell you, 20 years ago, if someone would have said that we would have half of the states in the union with Vermont carry, because that's how we talked about it 20 years ago.
Right.
It was the example of Vermont, because Vermont was the state where it had constitutional or permitless carry forever. They never got rid of it. I would have said, well, that's a wonderful dream, but it seems highly unlikely. And here we are. It is one of the greatest success stories for Second Amendment supporters, I would say, since 1791, when the Second Amendment was ratified.
Right.
You could argue about the 14th Amendment, but the 14th Amendment, while it clearly was meant to enshrine the Second Amendment as protected by the federal government and the federal court, was very quickly neutered by the Supreme Court in the Slaughterhouse cases. And that was because of the reality on the ground was nobody wanted another civil war, and the majority of the population in the South was willing to fight again if it had to. So that's the way I read the history anyway.
Right.
So today we are on the path to restoring the Second Amendment. And we're going to have a Supreme Court ruling on carry outside the home in about 2 months, probably in June.
Right.
On the New York rifle and pistol case. So, you know, that may be another blow toward a movement toward restoring Second Amendment rights. And I talk about restoring them because we had them at one time, and they were gradually eroded over about 150 years. But in the first 40 years of the Republic, while the founders were still alive, there were no permits required and no prohibitions on open or concealed carry. And it seems to me significant that it was, they waited until after all the founders were dead before starting to promulgate these laws, primarily in states with a long history of slavery. And I think it's clearly because they feared slave rebellion. That's why they wanted to make sure that slaves, in particular, were unarmed. And if you allowed people to have concealed weapons, it's a lot harder to determine if a slave was armed or not.
Right.
So that's where a lot of this started. Exactly the opposite of the narrative that is being peddled today that the idea of the Second Amendment was to protect slavery. Well, I mean, there is a little bit of truth in that, in that the Second Amendment was meant to protect the existing government and the existing people at the time. Slavery was an established institution that existed as part of the government, and it was everywhere in the world. It wasn't just in the United States. In fact, in the United States, slavery was practiced much more humanely than in most of the rest of the world, but people don't want to hear those facts. And it's, we're getting off course. So, obviously, the Second Amendment has to be enforced for all people of all races. And that's what equal protection under the law means, and we are getting there. If you're poor and don't have to pay a couple hundred dollars to get a permit in order to carry, well, then you're more equal than you used to be.
Right.
And that's where constitutional carry comes in. It's much better and more important for poor people than it is for people who've got mega yachts. You know, if you're Nancy Pelosi, you can have an armed security, or you can get a permit if you want it at the snap of your fingers.
Right.
If you're one of your household staff, probably not so much.
Not unless she wanted to help you.
Yes. Yeah, well, if you can get her favor, you can get almost anything done.
What do you think it does? What do you think it does to have half the country is permitless carry as far as them ever wanting to ban guns? I mean, I know they want to ban guns every single day. Yeah.
It's so much harder for them to do so. And we're seeing the number of people with permits, too, increasing exponentially. The last I looked, it was something over 20 million people with permits in the United States, and increasing rapidly. And just because you have constitutional or permitless carry doesn't mean people don't want a permit. There's a lot of utility to having a permit in a lot of states. In Arizona, where I live, if you have that permit, you don't need to go through the instant check system in order to buy a firearm. It was very handy the other day when I bought a little .22 I'd kind of been thinking about for a while, and as part of guns becoming more available, the local store dropped the price by $10. And it was one of the cheapest 22s out there, and so that paid the sales tax on it, and I got it, you know, because I wanted to. So I just handed them over my concealed carry permit, and they we didn't have to get on the phone and get a permission from the FBI because I'd already got it when I got the concealed carry permit.
Have you ever been to a place? Have you ever been to a place where they do the 4473 on a computer?
I haven't. No, that's a good question, because I have a local dealer that I've got set up a relationship with so that I can don't have to pay the going rate for doing the background check. And it strikes me he may keep his records, but I know I signed the paper one, so yeah, he's still got paper copies, so no, I don't think I have that.
Well, I mean, the reason I ask that is because I have a concealed carry permit, and here in South Carolina, we also have it where you don't have to go through a background check if you have a concealed carry permit. However, whenever I go and buy it from wherever they have a computer 4473, it takes a prolonged period of time beyond me filling out the 4473, handing over my documents to them to copy out my numbers, pay, and walk out. That adds a half hour to it. That adds a half hour to it. But let's hold up right here because we're coming up on the first break. You can catch that article concerning Georgia at ammoland.com, where Dean has nearly 2,000 articles waiting on you to come and pick them up. You'll be reading for a bit. Quite a while. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And while it is great that Georgia became the 25th state, we lost the possibility of getting the 26th state out of Nebraska, didn't we?
Yes, and it was close. It was very, very close. And but Nebraska is a particularly difficult road to hoe because you have to get two-thirds of the possible vote in their unicameral Senate
right.
three times in order to pass the bill.
Right.
That is, if there's any opposition to it. And so so if you have just a few senators that don't show up, it makes it almost impossible to get your two-thirds vote in Nebraska. You have to get 33 votes out of 49 senators, and that's very tough. They got 31, and I talked Dick, who was one of the staff there for Senator Brewer.
Right.
And we talked a little bit about it, and they had a compromise motion, an amendment that was up there that would have allowed Omaha to retain an abbreviated registration system from what they have now. That was the major compromise. But the problem was, if you got that compromise through, you gained a couple of votes, but you lost a couple of others.
Right.
And so they just could not quite get the 33. Now, there was one senator who was out ill. He was he's been sick quite a while. And he just couldn't be there to vote. And so with him out, he would have almost certainly voted for it, I was told. That would have been another vote, and then you'd have to get one more person to switch votes. And it just, they just weren't willing to do it. But the good news is we got about 15 to 20 senators in the Nebraska Senate, and there's only the Senate. There's no House. It's just one chamber in Nebraska that are coming up for election in this year, 2022. So of those, there may be a couple that we can swing over and make the difference. The other thing that I had been told, and I wrote about in a previous article, was that the police union in Omaha was lobbied extensively against the bill, and it appears they may have swung a vote or two, which made all the difference in this case. It's part of what we have in our checks and balances. We make it difficult to pass legislation for a reason. And
right.
It works both ways. It makes it difficult to get constitutional carry there, and if we do get it, it'll be exceedingly difficult to remove. So while this is a loss, and I appreciate Senator Brewer's efforts, he led the fight. I was told, this is the first year they've been able to get it up for a vote in Nebraska. It
right.
had always been killed in committee before. Here they got it up to a vote, and within two votes of passing, I mean, really close, and Governor, I think it's Ricketts, had said he would sign it. So what I have seen in other states, and I've watched, 24 of them now, actually
right.
a couple others, because there's been others that have closed, probably closer to 28 states that I've watched, them trying to do this process. Once you get it to a vote and you get people on paper as saying that they are willing to vote for it, it's very, very hard for those people to back away from it later. And it gets easier to do the next time. And so I have hope that Nebraska will pass a constitutional carry bill in the next couple of years. But so much depends on personalities.
Sure. You mentioned these three senators, Blood, Day, and McAllister.
Yeah.
Are these people Republicans? Do we know what party they're affiliated with?
Well, you see, that's part of what the deal is in Nebraska. Because they're unicameral, they don't have any party affiliation that they have to admit to. But I've been told that Blood and they are Democrats in philosophy, and McAllister is a rhino in philosophy.
Right. But, I mean, they were now, present, and they did not vote. I mean, how is that legislative?
Day actually voted against closure, but Blood and McAllister were present but did not vote. Then we have Senator Justin Wayne. I may try to do an interview with him because he's an interesting guy. He's a black Democrat who represents a big chunk of Omaha, and right. yet he wanted this bill to go through because of how badly black people have been discriminated against by, the whole restrictions on the Second Amendment. At least that's right. the way it appears to me. I need to talk to him. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but that's the impression I've got talking to other people. So I can't say. I may well get an interview with him. Right. So he voted for closure, and then there were others. The couple that I'm not sure. I think they're probably Democrats in their philosophy or flavor, however you want to look at it. Pantene Brooks. That's one person. Pantene Brooks and Vargas. I believe they're Democrats, and they're looking to run for a congressional seat, I've been told. And they made themselves, it appears they made themselves scarce when the vote came up. And then there are some others. Most of the people who voted against it were surprised from the urban centers of Omaha and Lincoln.
Yeah.
And I named names in the article so people can go there and see those names. I didn't include links to every single one, but I did to, I think, four of them. And you can just go to the Nebraska. They have a very good legislative website.
Hang on
website.
Right there. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Go to amaland.com. Check out the story. Go take a look, especially if you're from Nebraska. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Florida, appointed by former President Donald Trump, declared that the Biden administration's COVID-19 mask mandate for public transportation is unlawful, invalidating a regulation that requires travelers in the United States to mask up on airplanes, trains, taxis, buses, and other forms of public transit. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley on the ruling.
The judge here really delivered a body blow to the administration and said that, the public has a right to be heard, as does the industry.
The U.S. military is set to start training Ukrainian troops on how to operate new weapons being sent to the war-torn country. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying the training will take place outside Ukraine, but he didn't say where. You're listening to USA Radio News. Human traffickers are seeking new and creative ways to smuggle people into the United States. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The newest tool for human traffickers to get their people into the United States is American teenagers. The Open Border Policy and social media's recruitment platform, Border Patrol Officer Rivera on One America News explains.
Predominantly Mexican juveniles as foot guides or as coyotes. Recently, about, you know, fiscal year 21 and on, we've seen an increase of our encounters when it comes to drivers, U.S. citizen teenage drivers.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she has no plans to shut down the state, even though the number of COVID cases continues to rise. The governor saying she's going to focus on protecting both New Yorkers and the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And we're going to go from stupid politicians that don't vote the right way like they say they're going to my favorite topic, which is the curious phenomena of people being in a position where they have to defend themselves with a handgun against an apex predator.
Yeah, so, and it's one of my favorite topics, too, because the results are not exactly expected. And I have to say, give a preface of how this happened. About, well, I guess it's about almost 6 years ago now. Yeah, very close to 6 years ago. There was a discussion, and I've been following this sort of thing because I was interested in it for quite a while. And it happened on freerepublic.com. I've got a link in the article. And one of the people discussing said, well, there's so many cases where people try to defend themselves with handguns, even big magnums, and they get seriously mauled and hurt and killed, you know. And I was thinking about it, and I was trying to remember actual cases where this had happened.
Right.
And so I posted back, and I said, well, send me a link, you know. If these happen so often, it shouldn't be that hard to find cases where people, you know, shooting handguns at bears, you know, failed as self-defense, where the pistols were ineffective. And I said, shouldn't be that hard. And I believe that the poster was acting in good faith. That's what he actually believed. It shows how we can be misled by the way things are presented in the media. And he never got back to me. I'm presuming it's a he. He had a screen name, so I'm not sure. And then so I started looking and with some associates, and we diligently searched for cases where people fired a pistol at bears and it failed to drive off the bear or kill the bear, stop the attack. Stop, you know, that the defensive action didn't work. And we had a hard time. We found quite a few cases where they worked, where pistols worked. And we only were looking at cases where pistols were actually fired, because the problem of access to a defensive weapon is pretty much the same, whether it's bear spray or handguns or big knives or rifles, shotguns, a hatchet. You know, it's, having it handy and available that you can get at quickly is pretty much the same problem. So we only looked at cases where the handgun was actually fired. And none of those systems do any good if there can't be accessed in time to use them. So after months and then years of searching on the internet and in books and in official sources, and we successfully, I should say AMLAND, give the credit where it's due,
right,
submitted a Freedom of Information Act request, and we got a fair number of cases there from the federal government. We found more and more and more cases, and about a year ago in June of 21, the cases started at 103. We found 20 more since then, and we just published the update on AMLAN. And of those 123 cases, and we include every single case we can find that's documented where a handgun was fired in defense against bears. So we don't throw out any data. We don't cherry pick it. We include every one. We found 3 documented cases where the firing of a handgun did not stop the attack by driving off or killing the bear or bears involved. I mean, and so there's 3 out of 123. That means 98% were successful, which is an incredible number. If somebody had told me that when we started this 6 years ago, I said, nah, 98%, not up, maybe 90%. Even 95 seems pretty hot. 98%? Of course, when we started, it started at 97%. And then over time, because there's so, the cases of failure are so rare, it varied. It got as low as, I think, 95, and then and now it's at 98. And one more failure would put it back down to 97.
Right.
So we, you know, these things, it's just because they're relatively rare cases, the statistics will bounce a bit, but it's been pretty consistently between about 95 and 98%. That's really high. And if you look at the failures, which I have an article out there, I think we discussed it a couple weeks ago, on the failures, there's only 3. So there's not a lot to look at.
Right.
But if you look at them, you say, hey, you know, using a .22 pistol against a polar bear and then tossing the pistol from one person to another and shooting at the bear from 50 feet away, yeah, that might not be the best way to use your limited firepower there. And then there was the other 2 cases. It appears that probably the bear was never hit. And it seemed like the people were actively, well, they were not very concerned about actually trying to hit the bear, it appeared, in those 2 cases.
Right.
So it's not too surprising that if you do not actually hit the bear, you may not stop the bear.
Well, yeah, that would be my thought process anyway.
But,
that would be my thought
process. Now, it turns out that just firing the gun, and then we have several cases that were I'd call them successful warning shot cases, that just firing the gun is enough to stop the attack and drive the bear away.
Right.
And that happens. Maybe I should do an article just on those warning shots, because I think there's a fair number of them in that 123.
Well, let me ask you a question about that with the warning shots, because from what I see, like if I look online for a video of this, it seems like it's always a hunter who's trying to warn the bear away, and he hasn't completed his hunt yet, or it's not the person that's out hiking or camping or any of this other stuff. It's always a hunter, and they're doing everything they can to not kill the bear.
Well, I see a lot of non-hunters that this has happened with. If you go over all the cases and look at them, and mostly I think it's biased because we're looking at pistols only.
Right.
You know, we're not looking at rifles. And most hunters have rifles or shotguns, and so they're more likely to fire the rifle or shotgun. And part of the problem with that is that if you've got a four-shot rifle or in a big magnum, someone only has three shots, and you fire a shot or two in warning, you don't have a lot left. But, and then we had a case, I think it's maybe one of these 20 cases where a guy had a 10 millimeter with an 8-shot magazine, and he fired 6 shots in warning. He ended up killing the bear, as I recall.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Hang on right there. Coming up on the last break of this article is also available at ammoland.com, as is nearly 2,000 more. These are always the most, for me, the riveting articles that Dean writes, because this is research, and this is beyond politics, I think, sometimes. Sometimes politics gets on my nerves, and I want to hear about the natural world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the firing lot. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. We were talking about bears just now and everything else. You were talking about a 10-millimeter pistol with 8 shots, and he fired 6 warning shots.
Right. That seemed a little excessive to me, but, you know, I it's one of the advantages you have with a magazine-fed semi-automatic is you have more shots.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a 5-shot revolver, well, it's a little more problematic. But if you've got a Glock 20 with 15 shots, you have a few more that you can expend on warning shots.
Indeed.
And that's the other thing that we see when we look at these cases is that people have this idea that they're going to be charged out of nowhere by a big grizzly bear at point-blank range and never have a chance to even draw a pistol. Well, of course, that applies if you have bear spray or anything. But it turns out those cases are relatively rare. There's almost always some warning. And for black bears and polar bears, they usually end up giving you quite a bit of warning because they're mostly predatory attacks against prey humans that they're not familiar with. So they approach somewhat cautiously, trying to figure out if you're a danger or not.
Right.
Well, if that bear keeps sidling up to you and eyeing you like a cat looking at a bird at a feeder, well, you got a pretty good idea they need to be dealt with. So you have plenty of time to deal with them. But grizzly bears are often a surprise attack in heavy cover. I would say it's much less than, half the time. But it does happen. But even there, what we see is that for people who are aware of their surroundings or trying to be, you usually have a few seconds. You'll hear brush crackling. You'll see brush waving. You know, you'll have a chance to draw a pistol. Now, it's not 100%. There are times when people just get hit without time to getting at a defensive weapon. But that happens no matter what you have, whether, like I said, even if you have bear spray or a belt axe, it's the same kind of situation. But those are relatively rare. Now, the other thing we see is that I think, and this is my opinion, but I've been looking at this for several years now, is that there's far more of these attacks, or rather defensive uses of handguns against bears, than get reported, than we see. If we, in this particular case, and it's mostly because of the Freedom of Information Act from AnimalLand, we had 20 cases, 20 new cases to add to the database. 13 of those were not published in the major media. And I would argue that probably you could say 14 because one of them came out of the biography of a bear hunter. So I don't know that I'd call that major media. It's a book about somebody who wrote his lifetime experiences of hunting bears. And I'm convinced it's valid because although this guy was mauled twice by bears, both of those times he didn't have a pistol with him, and he killed about 1,100 bears in his career, and this was the only one where he used the pistol to defend himself against the bear. So, right. You know, I don't think he's exaggerating, or there'd been a lot of them. So when you have, out of 20 cases, 14 of them that we just found through diligent digging, how many of them are out there that we don't see? A lot. Particularly for black bears, and maybe somewhat, not as often because there just aren't many people that come in contact with polar bears. But black bears, there's quite a few. You know, how many of them happen where a black bear is, not respecting the personal space of somebody out in Alaska, and they just say, this black bear is dangerous, I got to get rid of it, and it never gets reported. Or even if it does get reported in the Defense of Life and Property report that Alaska requires, those we haven't been able to get access to, so we don't see them. So there could be quite a few defensive reports in those Defense of Life and Property reports that we don't see. So I've thought about ways to try to get at them, and maybe that'll happen eventually. We don't have to report on the specific person's name, you know, give a date, time, place, and say that the name is redacted, you know, for reasons of confidentiality. We did that with a lot of these Freedom of Information Act requests. They redact the name of the people involved, and we respect that. So that's a possibility. We might be able to get at them. And we have another right. Freedom of Information Act. I don't want to give out too much, but there's another one in the works, so we hope to get some more information from that. But these could be much more common than what we know about, because if no human is hurt or killed, it's not much of a news story.
Right. I guess my thing with this is that even like around here where I live, housing is on the upswing. They are pushing out. And we have black bears here in Asheville, North Carolina, where they had a black bear attack not too long ago. Pushing out. Although Asheville's doing it different because they're not like pushing out like in a wave. It's more like they'll say, let's do it here because it's a mountainous terrain. So they have to find something that doesn't cost an arm and a leg to level out. And then they build a business like on an outcrop or, you know, in a little area. They'll strip mall and then it's surrounded by wilderness. So I could see where the bears would be coming into play there. But, I expect to continue to see all of this horrible stuff continue to happen.
In that bear attack that happened in Asheville, that was a black bear. And that black bear acted pretty much like I'm talking about. You know, it wouldn't stay away. It kept going after these people, even though they retreated. And they managed to save their dog. The husband had some serious injuries that had to be taken care of. But if they'd have had a defensive handgun with them, it would have been all over very quickly.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And, so for those people, even in urban areas, you know, there are times when the defensive handgun is necessary for not just two-legged predators, but for four-legged predators as well. And the most common probably being a dog that's on the loose and or a pack of dogs, and we have more people killed by dogs in the United States than we do by bears by a considerable amount.
Right. Well, that's not that's also something I never thought about. I mean, as we continue to push out, there's all kinds of things out there that the unprepared might face. It might be sort of cataclysmic, isn't it?
It can happen, and that's one of the things we're learning is that we're not nearly as safe as we thought we were. You know,
yeah.
And the problem is when you have the government agencies basically saying we don't think we should enforce the law because we don't want to be mean to those criminals. Well, then you get a lot more nasty stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So will you be around come Friday?
I expect to be.
Yeah. This show, I guess this must be a part of aging for me because this show seemed like it was just blown right by.
Well,
but in any event,
topics I enjoy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And thank you for joining me tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure is mine. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load. Or rather, this has been Lock and Load. Got done with that not only prematurely, but erroneously. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.